This reflection is based on the gospel reading from Wednesday, June 21st. In this gospel passage, Jesus warns his disciples not to seek attention and praise when doing righteous deeds like almsgiving, prayer, and fasting, which were the three important practices of the Pharisees. It is a simple enough lesson, but important enough for Jesus to make sure he taught it to his followers. He even used a bit of hyperbole to make a point. Quote, "Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing," end quote. I've heard this gospel message many times, but never thought about the connection to the opposite situation and how wrong that is as well. So what am I speaking of? Well, if you think about the other side of this evil, seeking self-praise for righteous acts, then the opposite would be judging or condemning those who you believe haven't done enough for the Lord. For example, let's say you know, according to your sources, that someone hasn't given any tithing to the church or given to the poor. You may actually confront them or simply and secretly treat them differently. Bottom line, you've judged them and are not treating with the kindness and love God commands you to. Luke 18:11-14. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. When I was growing up in Philadelphia, in a neighborhood called Harrogate, I went to grade school and attended Mass at St. Joan of Arc on Frankfort Avenue from 1964 to 1972. This was a lower middle class neighborhood, but I didn't understand that distinction back then. At St. Joan of Arc, it was a practice, exactly when or for how long, I don't remember, to weekly, I believe, mail out a kind of bulletin with information about the parish. I would pick it up and go through it when it came in the mail. However, I was heartbroken and ashamed when I found in the bulletin a list of every registered family in the parish and how much money they gave that Sunday at Mass. Not sure if it was year-to-date amount or weekly, but suffice to say, I felt ashamed that my classmates and their families now clearly knew how poor or how unfaithful or how cheap my family was, because our donations did match up and fell far below many of the other families in the parish. I felt the sting of shame and embarrassment. But I did find solace in the fact that we weren't the worst family. There were many others who gave far less or nothing at all. I'm actually being sarcastic about that. I really didn't find any comfort in that. In fact, I felt bad for those families too. So, fast forward to today. Here I am writing this reflection mostly for the Catholic brothers and sisters in our community, Curcio community. And despite the scars of that particular experience, I have felt your love. And that love, which comes from our Lord, came to me because you said yes to love, yes to Curcio, and yes to, most importantly, Jesus. Thank you.